Sunday, and there's lots of people celebrating outside our studio. Well, the Dutch are celebrating because they beat North Macedonia. That's right, North Macedonia. So the Dutch are through to the knockout stages, the top 16, or the best of the 16 that are left. So I think they're one of the first teams to advance. So everyone is outside celebrating, cheering, and rightly so. I think it's been a while since we've seen the Dutch play in any major sporting tournaments. So rightly so, they should be celebrating. Personally, I don't think they're going to win the championships. I say that just because there's a lot more quality in the championships. I mean, you've got France, who I think are going to win it. You got Belgium. Italy are still in there. So Germany, we hanging in there. So, you know, there's still a few teams that, you know, could win it. I mean, to be honest, I actually thought North Macedonia would actually surprise all of us by at least advancing to the knockout stages, but luckily I didn't bet any money on that, and luckily there was a quiet judgment I made to myself and nobody else. Hey, speaking of North Macedonia, I actually saw a police escort on the way to the studio. They were escorting the North Macedonian team, the team bus. I think they had the players in there. I couldn't see because the windows were tinted. I think I saw some play. I think they must have been the players because they were coming back from the stadium. So that must have been it must have been the team. It must have been escorting them to wherever they were staying, whichever hotel, or if North Macedonia's case, whichever hostel they're staying at. You know, I was so depressed on Saturday. I was going to, honestly, I felt like just drowning my sorrows in a lot of alcohol. Of course, yeah, I'm talking about the Germany game. And after Ronaldo scored that first goal, I thought, here we go. Another tournament where Germany fails, miserably embarrasses everyone. But that second half, I tell you, I was screaming so loud, I sounded like someone who drinks a lot of alcohol. I sounded like an alcoholic. So on to the next game. Hungary, we play next on Wednesday. So I'm looking forward to that. Bring on Hungary. I got my German shirt that arrived, ironically, it arrived on Saturday. I haven't worn it yet. It arrived later in the afternoon. So I got my German shirt. I'm going to wear that on Wednesday. I'm looking forward to it. It's giving me a little bit of hope in this tournament because I can't, you know, obviously, if Germany gets eliminated. If they did, obviously, you know, Saturday's game was a big game for us. If we did get eliminated, there wasn't anybody else I could support. I think maybe Switzerland I could support because Switzerland came out of nowhere and they have managed to book themselves into the top 16, the last 16. So I'm not giving up. I think, you know, Germany will if we can get to the semi-final, I'll be happy. I think that's as good as the Dutch getting to the semi-finals in the tournaments. Then I'll be happy. It was Father's Day yesterday. I sent my dad a message, you know, just to thank him and all of that. It's something I never do, and it's something I never used to do. As I mentioned on Friday's show, you know, Corona has made me realize the smaller things in life. You know, it made me appreciate the smaller things in life. And I think it's also because, you know, I'm 30 years old. So that could be a factor too. I think, you know, the older I get and the older I'm getting, the more it's making me, you know, appreciate the smaller things in life. You know, I never used to, you know, I'm not saying I never appreciated what my parents did or appreciated my parents. It's just, you know, I had other priorities that I focused on. But I think, you know, the older that I'm getting, you know, you start to realize, you know, your parents are, you know, kind of special to you. And, you know, they've done a lot. They've done a lot for us, whether it's your mother or your father. So the least I can do is, you know, send a message just to say, you know, thanks for, you know, everything that you've done and all of that. By the way, this show is sponsored by SwapFits. I'm kidding. God, it would be so nice if SwapFits sponsored the show. I love that company so much. Come on, SwapFits. What are you waiting for? Sponsor the show. It'll be the best investment you'll ever make. In fact, if you sponsored this show, you would get more subscribers, more bike subscribers. I can guarantee you that right now. I'm not even lying. I'm not even making this up. I'm not even pulling the shit out my ass. You'd get more bike subscribers than you would usually. Because this show is popular. Everyone listens to this show. Even my mother listens to this show. My mother messaged me the other day. I think it could have been last week she messaged me. And she said, oh, I listened to your show. Because you see, the thing about my parents is, especially my mother, she doesn't usually listen to my shows. Not because she doesn't, I don't think it's got to do with she doesn't care or she's not interested. It's just, you know, she's got other things that she prioritizes her time on. And it was even when I used to work on radio. I think maybe she used to listen once or twice. And, you know, she still messages me. She still sends me messages. God. She still sends me messages, you know, just to say, you know, Wade, you need to be careful. You know, you need to be careful because, you know, I always, I'm always tearing into British people and their messed up way of life and the British government and all of that. So she's always constantly reminding me, especially now, because, you know, when I worked on radio, I never used to tear into the British as much, mainly because I worked on British radio, so I had to mind what I said. But now that I, you know, have my podcast, I can literally dig into them and tell people what I really think of British people and, you know, what really happens in England. So, you know, my mom messaged me to say, you know, look, I listened to your show whenever it was, and, you know, you need to be careful, Wade. You need to be careful with what you say, because you know what these British are like, Wade. You know what they're like. They'll take your citizenship away. They'll take it away. You know what they're like, Wade. Honestly, you see, the thing is, I didn't wait to get dual nationality, so I don't have South African citizenship. So even if they were very petty, which most of Most of the people who work in parliament are very petty, especially the Conservative Party. There's a lot of petty people in that party. Even if they did take away my citizenship, where would I go? You can't send me back to South Africa because South Africa won't, they won't take me. Because I'm no longer on their registry. Because it wasn't the fact that I didn't want dual nationality. It was the fact that it was going to take far too long. Far too long. And I wanted to get out of the UK as quick as possible. So I knew that the quickest way to get out of the UK would mean having to sacrifice my, you know, my identity, my real identity. The identity I most associate myself with and the identity that I'm most proud of, which is being South African. In fact, I actually saw a t-shirt. There's a South African company in Utrecht. I think they're called Nedcons or something. I follow them on Instagram. Terrific company, by the way. And they had a picture of a model, and he's wearing a t-shirt that says, born in South Africa and proud. I need to get myself that t-shirt. Yeah, I'm proud of where I come from. You know, there's a lot of those South Africans who, for some reason, aren't proud of where they come from. And then they immigrate to England or wherever they immigrate to, and they talk shit about the country. I have no issue with you going, and I've said this many times on the show. I have no issue with you leaving the country and moving to England or Canada or Netherlands or Australia, wherever it is that you choose to. Wherever you think you feel comfortable, wherever you think you're going to fit in. But don't talk shit about the country. Because if you're going to leave, then leave and keep your mouth shut. But unfortunately, there are a lot of those South Africans who live in denial. And it's, I'm just going to throw it back in your face. If you want to, you know, leave the country and talk shit about the country where you come from, the country that gave you an identity, I'm just going to throw it back in your face and I'm going to call you a racist because that's what you are, because that's the reason why you left the country. It isn't for better opportunities. There are opportunities in South Africa. You left the country because you couldn't face the fact that there are jobs being prioritized for black people, and rightly so. So yes, I will call you out as a racist because you leave the country and then you go open your mouth and talk dirt about my country and your country, by the way, which it is still your country, even though you want to put on an England rugby shirt. I mean, I don't know what's possessed you. You must have gone to a boarding school where the teacher would have probably touched you when you're a little child. So that's probably why your mind isn't so right. So you wear an England rugby shirt, and then the moment South Africa plays rugby, you automatically switch your allegiance. Come on, South Africa. And then you have a braai and you want to, you know. No, it doesn't work like that. I'm sorry. I have no issue with you immigrating, but then shut your mouth. All I want, if you immigrate, be thankful to the country that you come from. Because that country's given you many opportunities. By the way, if you like this, you can like and subscribe. God, I really hate it when YouTubers do that. I mean, look, I get why they do it. You know, it's because of algorithms and stuff like that. And obviously, they need to get paid because that's why they do it as a living. You know, so that's why they say like and subscribe, because if you don't like their video or if you don't subscribe to their channel, then YouTube won't pay them. It's that simple. So that's why they drain it into your head that you need to like and subscribe. But don't worry. I don't say that mainly because I don't feel the need for people to like and subscribe. If you like us, great. I'm not going to force you to subscribe to our content. It's the same as I've never liked the idea of charging per listener. And don't get me wrong, there are a lot of podcasters that do charge per listener. And it's, for me, that's not a very good business model. I've never liked the idea of charging for something that was already free. You know, charge for a listener experience that is free. So I've never encouraged people to subscribe. It would be nice and it would be great if people do subscribe to the show and to Amsterdam Lab on Facebook and on Instagram. But that's something you should do. I'm not going to pressure that. I'm not going to pressure you to do something like that. Swapfits, if you're listening, let's talk. Wade at amsterdamlab.online. I'll tell you, this will be the best thing you've done. By the way, speaking of Swapfits, I try to convince my very good friend Joao, who lives in London, to join Swapfits, and I almost got him to join Swapfits. You know, I told him all the good things that happen when you sign up to Swapfits. You know, you get a choice to choose the kind of bike you want. Everything, you know, the maintenance is free. If something happens, obviously, if they steal your bike, that's a whole new story. But if, you know, if something happens to your bike, like, you know, like with me, I had an issue with the pedal, or you just need a general checkup, they do it for you. You need your chain tightened. They do it all for you for free. It's all included in your plan. I think that's a terrific plan. And you almost signed up. And then he messaged me today, actually. And because you see, the thing with Joao is, you know, he's a very healthy person. He's a very athletic person. But the only reason he wants a bike is because it's sunny now. You know, the weather's been good for a few days in the UK. And now, you know, he wants to cycle to work. So he's not really like me, who cycles even when it's snowing. So I said, you know, get Swapfits because you can also cancel any time. And it's cheap. Whereas if you buy a second-hand bike, you're still going to pay, I don't know, £50. Maybe even more for a bike. In fact, it could even be more. I think a child's bike is £50. So you're looking in the price range between £80 and £100 for a second-hand bike. And obviously, if you get a new bike, I don't even want to think about the prices of a new bike. So if you ask me, if you want something just for the, you know, just momentarily, just a temporary thing, Swapfits is a great thing because you can cancel anytime you want. It's great. It's terrific. So Swapfits, what are you waiting for? Come on, you see, I've just sold your product for you. God damn it. my mother messaged me and, you know, said that, oh, you know, I'm listening to the show and, you know. Because you see, the thing about my parents is, you know, although they know what I do here at Amsterdam Lab, they know that I've created a company and all of that. My parents aren't the kind of people that will keep saying, oh, well done, that's so good, well done, and all of that. Because, I don't know, that's just not what they do. You know, they acknowledge what I've done and they are very happy that, you know, we're almost a year old and, yeah, we're still here. So, yeah, my mother was listening to the podcast and just, you know, just warned me that, you know, you need to be careful, Wade. You need to be careful of these British. You know what they're like, Wade, you know what they're like, Wade. They'll take your citizenship away. Honestly, if they take my citizenship away, then I become like Einstein because Einstein became stateless. And then I'll go live in Switzerland because Switzerland took Einstein in. Where are they going to send me? Anyway, enough about me blabbering on about how petty British people are, because we all know that. We all know the real story. All right. By the way, if you're wondering to know, where Lianka is, she's decided that she's going to just focus on her studies and all of that. I think the show was just becoming too much for her in regards to her schedule. So, and, you know, I wasn't going to let her, I wasn't going to let the show get in the way of, you know, her studies. You know, she's busy with her studies, and, you know, she's also busy with an internship at a bicycle company. So, you know, and the show was fun. She enjoyed the show, but I think it was just conflicting with her schedule. And I'm the last person who would want education, anything to get in the way of your education. I think education is a very important role and factor in life. So if you have been wondering why it's just me, it's just because Bianca's just decided to focus more on her studies and her endeavors. And good for her. It was fun to have her on the show. I enjoyed it, and I'm sure you guys enjoyed it. If you are interested in joining the show, then email me, wade@amsterdamlab.online. If you are interested in podcasting, email me. Let's talk. Unlike radio, there is a show for you. And you do fit in our image, you know, because that's what they tell you on radio. Oh, you don't fit who we are. You don't fit our image. What image? You play music. What image? So, yeah, if you're interested in a show, maybe Swap Fritz is interested in a show. Maybe you can talk about bicycles, the latest Swap Fritz bicycles. Come on, you see, I'm selling you this, Swap Fritz. Come on, get in touch. Come on, goddammit. But if you're interested, if you are interested in any show, it doesn't even have to be my show. If you're interested in a podcast, email me, wade@amsterdamlab.online. And I'm sure we'll work things out for you. All right, let's get into some news. Before we wrap things up on the show. Now, President Emmanuel President Macron and his main opposition and his main opponent, Marine Le Pen, have failed to make gains they were hoping for in the first round of regional elections. According to exit polls in France. Now, the exit polls show that the conservative Les Republicans are winning with 27% of the vote, with Le Pen's National Rally Party on 19% and Macron's La République en Marche trailing on 11%, with one of Macron's party's party members calling the result a slap in the face. And we all know what happens when you slap Macron in the face. You get sent to jail for 5 years. Now, the Palestinian Authority have cancelled a vaccine agreement with Israel that was to have seen at least a million doses of the Pfizer vaccine transferred to the West Bank and Gaza. Health officials in Ramallah say that Israel misled them over the expiry date of the batches. They say that Israel told them that the vaccines would only expire in July or August. But in fact, it turns out that the true date was this month. Ugh, these Jews. Now, this is a This is a very interesting story. A South African woman who claims she gave birth to 10 babies at once has been admitted to a psychiatric hospital for evolution, aimed growing speculation over whether she was actually pregnant with these 10 babies. Her name is Gosiami Sithole, and she's made headlines for the alleged record-breaking birth. And she's been taken to a psychiatric ward at Tembisa Hospital in Johannesburg. And she's being watched by a very strict medical team, South Africa's Eyewitness News has reported. Now, her attorney, Rifuli Mekona, says that her client is being held against her will at the hospital. She declined to be taken to the hospital for psychiatric evolution because she felt strongly that she is of sound mind, Mekona told South African media. Now, what makes the story even more suspicious is that even the baby's father is calling the children's existence into question. Now, he's made several attempts to visit his girlfriend, but she's failed to disclose her whereabouts and the conditions of the babies. Mm. Now, the pregnant mother's family are sticking to the story, which, if true, overtakes former world record holder, nicknamed Octomom, Nadia Suleiman, who gave birth to 8 children in 2009. And recently, Halima Sisi, who is a Malayan woman, and she gave birth to 9 children at a Moroccan hospital in May. So, I think if anything, it's made COVID's made things very interesting. I mean, obviously, people are bored, so they make up stories. But look, I have seen pictures of this woman. I don't know what to make out of this of those pictures and whether the story is true or not, but what I can say is she definitely is pregnant with something. What? I don't know. I mean, if you see the pictures of this woman, I'll post them on my Instagram accounts. You can go check them out. Wade Hutchinson. She's definitely pregnant with something. Whether or not, I don't know if it's 10 babies. I mean, she could be pregnant with 5 babies. I don't know, but and how the fuck do you fit 10 babies in you? I don't know. You need to go have a look at these pictures. Go have a look at my Instagram accounts. I don't know if this is true or not. I mean, she's definitely pregnant with something. And with how many babies, I don't know. But, yeah. Go have a look at the pictures and go make out what you think of this story and comment on the pictures. I'll probably get many comments. You can repost this picture to this account and gain followers. Man, this has been a current trend now. I'm actually don't want to post anymore on Instagram because I keep getting you can repost this picture to gain more followers, more exposure. I don't want that. That's not why I have Instagram. I don't have Instagram to please masses of people. But go have a look on Instagram. Go check it out on my account, Wade Hutchinson. And tell me what you think about that. All right, everybody. Have yourselves a good week. It seems like the rain has stopped for the moment. It was terrible today. This horrible weather. Horrible weather. But it was well needed. I mean, after the weather that we had the past 2 weeks, it just needed to cool things down a little bit. So it was good. My nasal problem is not so bad anymore. So I'm not sneezing like a person with terrible Tourette syndrome. I'm not sneezing like the Undertaker wrestler, because he had. Remember the Undertaker? If you grew up in the 90s and used to watch wrestling on television, it wasn't the Undertaker. It was Goldust. Goldust wasn't the Undertaker. The Undertaker had other kinds of problems with him. I think he was actually an alcoholic. It was Goldust. That's who it was. Goldust had the Tourette's problem. I sounded like Goldust these 2 weeks. It was terrible. I sneezed so hard one of the last few days. It almost took my back out. So I'm actually glad it rained. Dusting, get rid of all the dust and all of that. All right, everybody, have yourselves a good rest of your week, and we will chat on Friday. Yeah, I love Friday. I'm on an island, even when you're close.